خوشحالم که در خدمتتون هستیم. ممنون از
خیلی ممنون
خدمتی که قبول کردید. سلام بنده و گروه رو خدمت خانم پاتریس برسونید و جلسه در اختیار شما است.
بسیار خیلی ممنونم. سلام
با مقطع 42 سال عذرخواهی میکنم من بین صحبتتون. خانم پاتریس 42 سال.
Okay. Hi, Patrice.
Hi, Sadie.
How are you doing? Go Hi. Ahead. I know you have 42 years of sobriety. I am ready to translate whatever you say. It's nice to have you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hi, everyone. My name is Patrice, and I am an alcoholic. I have a friend of mine who's on this meeting today who lives in Pennsylvania. Her name is Tara, and welcome, Tara. Thank you so much for being here. AA is a universal language, and as your meeting was reading chapter 5, I could follow it along almost exactly, especially the ABCs, which is A, that we were alcoholic and could not manage our own lives, and B, that probably no human power could have relieved our alcoholism, and C, that God could and would have sought. Sadie, you let me know when
okay.
I stop so you
okay.
can.
Okay, I think this is enough. Dear Patrice, this is enough, and it's a bit too much. So next time I will give you a pause. Just keep looking at me. With
okay.
my face, we will manage it. But I got it all, and let me translate it. سلام به دوستان عزیزم. من سری هستم. الکلی خانم پاتریس. میگن من پاتریس هستم. الکلی. امشب یک دوستی من دارم از ایالت پنسیلوانیا به نام تارا که توی این جلسه هستن. خانم پاتریس با تارا سلام علیک کردن و میگن که AA زبان بین المللیه و وقتی که شما داشتید تمپلت ها رو میخوندید من یه جورایی متوجه میشدم چی میگید، مخصوصا قسمت ABC شو. A که ما الکلی هستیم و B که ما نمیتوانستیم خودمون راجبش کاری برای خودمون بکنیم و C این خداوند بود که میتونست برای ما کاری بکنه. به همین واسطه میگن که من متوجه شدم اینو و این زبان مشترک همه ماست. Welcome تارا. Okay Patrice, go ahead.
Okay Sadie, you're frozen on my screen, so you just interrupt me. Anyway, my sobriety date is January 9th, 1979. I have 41 and a half years of sobriety, and I got sober when I was 23 years old. So I'm now 65 years old, and I've been sober more than half of my life.
Okay, how nice. You don't look 65. Let me translate that. خانم پاتریس میگن که من 9 ژانویه 23 سال 41 سال و نیم پیش پاک شدم. یه لحظه اینترنت قطع شد. من سالش رو متوجه نشدم. میگن من در 23 سالگی اومدم توی انجمن و پاک شدم. الان 65 سالمه. بنابراین من نصف بیشتر عمرم رو پاک و در انجمن بودم. Okay.
I come from an alcoholic household. My father was an alcoholic, and he had a very bad alcoholic disease. So I grew up with alcoholism in my family. Go ahead,
okay. میگن پدر من از یه خانواده الکلی میام. پدرم الکلی بود و بیماری الکلی رو میشناسم و با الکلیسم بزرگ شدم. Go ahead.
I started drinking when I was 13 years old, and my drinking was never normal, never normal. I always drank to get drunk. I blacked out. I had seizures. I crashed cars, and I could never bring about the things that I wanted to do in my life because my drinking always kept me back.
Okay. پاتریس میگه من 13 سالم بود که شروع کردم به مشروب خوردن و هیچ وقت درست نتونستم مشروب بخورم. همیشه خیلی مست میشدم، به نوعی سیاه مست میشدم، قش میکردم، حالم بد میشد، تصادف میکردم و خودم رو مینداختم به دردسر و هیچ وقت نتونستم تو زندگی کارهایی رو که میخوام بکنم انجام بدم به خاطر همین مسئله مشروب خوری. گوه پاتریس.
The first time I heard about Alcoholics Anonymous, I was in nursing school and I was still drinking and using drugs. And someone came and spoke to us about AA, and my father's drinking was so bad that I asked the gentleman who talked with us, could I have a pamphlet to bring home because my father was an alcoholic. And when I got home that day, I walked in our door and there were men around the kitchen table and they were 12-stepping my father into Alcoholics Anonymous, and that was June of 1975.
What a coincidence. Patrice, I had a question. Why were you in the nursing home? Were you there to become sober or did you work there?
No, I was in nursing school. I was I'm a registered nurse.
Okay, I got it. میگه من نرس هستم و توی دانشگاه نرسینگ که میرفتم اونجا آدم های اومدن و راجع به AA صحبت میکردن. در من بهشون گفتم که به یکیشون گفتم اگه میشه یه دونه پمفلت AA به من بده، من ببرم خونه بدم به پدرم که اینو بخونه. و اون تاریخ ماه جون سال 1975 بود و پچیس میگه وقتی من رفتم خونه دیدم که آدم ها دور میز نشستن و دارن قدم 12 رو روی پدر من انجام میدن. سلام میاد آقا مصطفی.
You want to keep going?
Go ahead, Patrice. آقا مصطفی صدا میاد تو گوشی. بفهم. Go ahead, Patrice.
Okay. So even though the miracle of Alcoholics Anonymous was happening in my father's life, I was still drinking and using and had no idea that I had alcoholism. I'm one of six children. My father come from Irish Catholic background, and my father invited me. He asked me to come to AA meetings with him because I thought I was his favorite. Apparently, he knew I was an alcoholic, and that's why he invited me.
آه اوکی. پاتریس میگه که به هر حال بالاخره معجزه AA روی پدر من اتفاق افتاد، ولی من هنوز مشروب میخوردم و نمیدونستم که بیماری الکلیست دارم و یک الکلی هستم. من یه بچه از 6 تا بچه هستم و وقتی که پدرم اومد تو انجمن به من گفتش که با من بیا به انجمن، با من بیا به جلسات، و من فکر کردم این دلیلش اینه که من بچه مورد علاقه پدرم هستم. نگو که من این به این دلیل بوده که پدرم متوجه شده بوده که من الکلی هستم و دارم درست خوب نمیخورم. اوکی.
I ended up moving to California because we, you know, as alcoholics we do geographics and we think that if we move somewhere things will get better. And that's what I thought. I thought if I moved to California my life would change. But unfortunately I brought me with me. And I brought my alcoholism and my drinking and using with me.
Okay, so you didn't go with your dad to AA, not just yet.
I did go with him to AA, but I did not get sober.
Okay.
I didn't know that I had a drinking problem. I thought he was okay. The problem.
I got it. Yes, I have said. پاتریس میگه به هر حال من با پدرم به AA هم رفتم ولی من نمیفهمیدم که الکلی هستم و فکر میکردم که مشکل از اونه که رفته و الان وارد AA شده. رفتم به کالیفرنیا. ما الکلی ها به طور جغرافیایی جاهامونو عوض میکنیم. من رفتم کالیفرنیا و بدن خودم و خودم رو با خودم بردم و بیماری من با خودم بردم و بنابراین خوب نشدم و نمیدونستم هم هنوز که الکلیم. اوکی.
And that was 1976 that I moved to California. In 1978, mm-hmm. after two more years of drinking and using, I ended up getting arrested for drunk driving, and my life just went down, down, down. And finally, in January of 1979, January 8th, I took my last drink. I ended up in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous on January 9th, 1979. Not knowing that I really suffered from the disease of alcoholism, and I loved a friend of ours always shares that he caught alcoholism in AA, and that's what happened to me. I went to my first meeting, and I identified, and I felt like I could take a deep breath for the first time in my life.
اوکی پس یک من اومدم به کالیفرنیا و 1976 بود که من اومدم کالیفرنیا و دو سال دیگه هم همچنان مشروب می‌خوردم و یه شب خیلی مست شدم به دلیل رانندگی در حین مستی پلیس منو گرفت که جرم بزرگیه تو آمریکا و بعد از اونم زندگی من هی به طرف پایین و پایین و پایین و پایین تر رفت تا اینکه بالاخره من در ژانویه 1978 مثل این که 1978 ژانویه اومدم به طور رسمی به AA و اصلا تو AA بود که فهمیدم الکلیم و الکلیزم چیه. به محض اینکه وارد انجمن شدم همونطور که یه دوستم میگه با اولین صحبت‌ها خودمو تونستم همزاد پنداری بکنم با حرفایی که میزنن و متوجه بشم که موضوع چیه. گوهه
I didn't do AA correctly. I did go to meetings all the time, but I tried to stay sober just on the fellowship. I didn't really have a sponsor until I hit bottom again when I was 9 months sober. I hadn't drank, I hadn't used any drugs, but I found that we can't stay sober on the fellowship. We have to work the steps. We have to have a sponsor, and we have to be of service. And that's what I started to learn when I got a sponsor at 9 months of sobriety.
Okay. اوکی پس میگه من اومدم به AA اما AA درست انجام ندادم کارشو، راهنما نگرفتم، جلسات میرفتم اما راهنما نداشتم، مقدم اینا کار نمی کردم تا نه ماهگی مشروب نخوردم، لغزش نکردم ولی فهمیدم که نمیشه که اینجا بیای و همینجوری بیای، باید راهنما بگیری، باید قدم کار کنی و باید خدمت بگیری. این است که در نوبایگی من شروع کردم به انجام این کارها توی AA. Okay?
So my first sponsor was Mary M. And she took me through the steps. I did my first step and I needed to take a look at my drinking and using because I still thought I was too young to be an alcoholic. I knew that I had a problem, and I knew that alcoholism was a family disease and that it ran in my family. So that's what kept me sober for the first few years. But finally, I wrote out my drinking and drugging, years of drinking and drugging, and I saw it on paper, and I shared it with my sponsor. And that really helped me to understand that I had a physical and allergy to alcohol and drugs, and that I could never just take one drink or one drug. And even though I was only 23 years old, I didn't have to take the elevator all the way down. I could stop anywhere, and I could raise my bottom so that I could be a part of AA. I didn't have to compare myself to other people's drinkings, especially my father's drinking, which was terrible.
اوکی میگه من در 9 ماهگی به هر حال راهنمایی گرفتم، راهنمایی به نام مری ام فکر میکنم، و قدم اول رو باهاش شروع کردم انجام بدم. اونجا روی کاغذ واقعا وقتی که حل و فصل کردم و باز کردم مثلا رو کاغذ دیدم که من الکلی بودم و چه مسائلی برای من اتفاق افتاده و فهمیدم که من ویار فیزیکی دارم و مسئله روحی دارم. من یه دونه مشروب که میخورم دیگه همینجور باید مشروب بخورم و نمیتونم دیگه دست بردارم و یه مشکل روحی هم دارم که هی ذهنم میخواد. مسئلهشون وسوسه و ویار بدنی و روحیه. و بعد میگن در 23 سالم بود و تصمیم گرفتم که خب من این آسانسور رو تا پایین نرم تا قعرش، همینجا در 23 سالگی هم پاک شدم و هوشیار شدم خوبه و من نباید خودم رو با کس دیگه مقایسه بکنم، مخصوصا با پدرم که مشروب خور هوی و سنگینی بوده. بنابراین موندم. بفرم. Go ahead, Patrice.
In my second step, I had to take a look at my relationship with the God. I grew up with a very punishing God, very Irish Catholic God, and it says in AA that we seek a God of our understanding, and I had to find a God that lived within me, that I did not have to go to church to see and feel God, that I could see and feel God anywhere, whether it was in nature or at the beach. And that was important for me, because since we're talking about the third step today, I realized, and with the help of my sponsors, that I couldn't turn my will and my life over to the care of something that I didn't trust or believe in or have faith in. So the second step was important to help with the foundation of the third step. I had to be able to develop a relationship with a higher power that worked for me in a loving and giving and accepting way.
پترس میگه در قدم دو من رابطم با خدا مشخص شد و من از یک خانواده کاتولیک اومدم و خدایی که در بچگی داشتم خدای بسیار تنبیه کنی بوده و مهم بود که من خدایی رو در درون خودم پیدا بکنم، حالا اون خدا میخواد که در طبیعت باشه یا در ساحل باشه یا در درون من باشه یا هر چیزی. و چون شب راجع به قدم سه میخوایم صحبت کنیم، خیلی مهمه که من اینو بگم که من نمیتونم بسپرم زندگیمو و ارادمو به کسی که نمیدونم چیه، و خیلی مهم بود در قدم دو که من این نیروی برتر از خودم رو پیدا بکنم. از این هم از اهمیت قدم دو برای پاتریس عزیز. اوکی.
I did a fourth step with that sponsor and at the best that I could. But really my fourth step, I blamed a lot of people. I still did not see my part in it, and I finally changed sponsors when I was about 4 years sober, and my sponsor Kathleen really helped me, because I went through the steps again, and I was able to, in my fourth step, I had so much resentments, and especially towards my mother. My father was the alcoholic. He was the fun one. My mother was the unrecovered that just brought everyone down, and I had to take a look at what my part was with my resentment towards my mother.
Okay, so you just skipped step 3 and went to 4. I should go ahead and say exactly that. میگه پس در قدم 4 من خیلی رنجش داشتم. قدم 4م سخت بود برام. در قدم 4 نمیخواستم خیلی از چیزهایی که باید قبول بکنم و سختم بود این مسئله پذیرفتن سهم خودم. به هر حال باز تو قدم 4 یه چیزی که میگن راهنما عوض کردم. راهنمای جدیدم اسمش کاتلین بود و میدونید میگه راجب خیلی پر از زنجش بودم. پدرم که الکلی بود ولی فان بود، خوش اخلاق بود، بگو بخند بود چون مشروب میخورد. مادرم بود که همش ناراحت بود و همه رو میابرد میکشید پایین توی خونه حال آدم ها رو. بنابراین من اینا رو همه رو بعد مینوشتم و همه رو حل و فصل میکردم. Go ahead, Patrice.
I'm going to get back to step 3, but I wanted to just share my experience with the rest of the steps. I was able to go through 6 and 7. I shared my inventory again when I was 4 or 5 years sober, and it was so important because my resentment towards my mother really it ran my whole life, and what my sponsor told me to do is she asked me to write a letter to my mother and thank her for everything that she did. And that's what I did. I wrote a card to my mother, and I said, thank you for teaching me how to sew. Thank you for coming to my graduation.
Oh.
Thank you for coming to my nursing graduation. I thanked her for the things that she did for me. And that helped heal our relationship. And I will say that amends make an impact on the people that we make amends to just as much as they do us. Because when my mother died, she had a box in the back of her closet with all her favorite things, jewelry, letters from her mother, letters to my dad. And in that box, and this was 35 years after I wrote that card, there was that card in that box of very special things that my mother kept. And that was the card that I wrote when I was 4 years sober, thanking her. So that card meant a lot to her. And I'm so glad that my sponsor walked me through that in my amends.
Okay, that was beautiful, Patrice. It made me even cry. پاتریس میگه من رنجش تمام زندگیم از مادرم رنجش داشتم و تمام بچه اصلا زندگی منو رنجش میچرخون و یه روزی راهنما به هم گفتش که ببین یه نامه بنویس برای مادره و از تمام کارهایی که برات کرده ازش تشکر کن. من یه نامه برداشتم نوشتم برای مادرم نوشتم متشکرم که به من دوختن یاد دادی و دوزندگی یاد دادی. مرسی که اومدی تو جشن فارغ تحصیلی من توی دبیرستان. مرسی که اومدی تو جشن فارغ تحصیلی من وقتی که من از دانشگاه نرسینگ فارغ تحصیل می شدم و یه تعداد از این چیزا رو نوشتم. حالا داره میگه میخوام بگم که جبران خسارت به کسانی که ما میکنیم به اونها همونقدر تأثیر میذاره که به خود ما تأثیر میذاره. و مادر من یه باکس داشت، یه جعبه داشت، وقتی که از دنیا همه چیزش توی اون جعبه بود، حتی آشغالاش، جواهرش، اینشونش، چیزی که دوستش میخواست توی اون جعبه. و وقتی که مادرم از دنیا رفت، من رفتم اون باکسش رو نگاه کردم و دیدم که اون نامه‌ای که من براش نوشتم توی اون باکسشه و چقدر براش عزیز بوده اون نامه‌ای که من براش نوشتم. و همین جام بود که خانم پاتریس احساساتی شدم و گریه کردم. و مجدداً حرفشون اینه که به شخصی که ما ازش جبران خسارت میکنیم همونقدر اثرگذار این کار ما که خود ما که جبران خسارت رو داریم انجام میدیم. راجع به تاثیر جبران خسارت میگن. اوکی پاتریس.
اوکی. The thing that I will say is I did go through all the steps, but I always have to continue to work these steps. How have I stayed sober for 41 and a half years? I've always stayed in the middle of Alcoholics Anonymous. I've always had a home group. I've always had a sponsor, and I do service. If we're not in the middle of AA, we won't be able to stay. So if you're new, please stay in the middle of Alcoholics Anonymous. Even if you have doubts about your alcoholism or whatever, people that are non-alcoholics don't end up in an AA meeting. So just know that you ended up here for a reason, and I hope that you stay. And then Sadie, I'll talk about the third step.
Okay, that's great. پس جس میگه که من از وقتی که اومدم تو ای ای و بعد از 9 ماه البته تو ای ای موندم، اساسا موندم و قدم کار میکردم، جلسه خانگی داشتم، راهنما داشتم و خدمت میکردم. اگر شما تازه اومدین بعضیاتون به انجمن بمونید و اگرم شک دارید که الکلی هستید بازم بمونید. میخوام اینو بگم که اگر کسی پاش به انجمن باز میشه الکی باز نمیشه، قطعا یه دلیلی داره. بنابراین برای اون دسته که میان تو انجمن و شک میکنن میگن من اصلا نیستم الکلی، من اصلا الکلی نیستم، احتمالا هستید، اگر نه به اینجا پاتون باز نمیشد و بمونید. این نصیحتشونه یا پیامشونه به کسانی که تازه اومدن. گوه پاتریس.
The one thing I always did in my sobriety is I try to always be in a big book study or a step study, and if you can do that for yourself, do that, because that's really how we get that's how we learn to live, is by the basis of what we learn in the book. The first 3 steps for me are the foundation of Alcoholics Anonymous. One, I'm powerless over my drinking and using, or my thinking and actions, and my life is unmanageable. That was not a problem for me. I knew my life was unmanageable. I came to believe that there's a power greater than myself that can restore me to sanity. But the third step is really one of the most important steps that we take, because here we make a decision. Okay.
Patrice, can I say that before you begin the third step, hardcore?
Yeah.
اوکی. پس میگه دو تا کار همیشه میشه تو ای ای کرد. یکی مطالعه کتاب بزرگ الکلیا که کتابخوانی، و دومی کارکرد قدم ها که خب ما هم میکنیم. میگه این دو تا کار نگهت میداره، و 3 چیز توی این انجمن من فهمیدم که خیلی مهمه. یکی این که من الکلی هستم و قدرت ندارم، توی این مطالعات و قدم کار کردن ها داره میگه به این 3 نتیجه ما اول همه میرسیم: من الکلی هستم و قدرت ندارم، 2 زندگیم غیر قابل اداره است، که من کاملا میدونستم و میفهمیدم که زندگیم غیر قابل اداره است، و 3 یه نفر دیگه باید باشه که به من کمک بکنه. این است که میگه من چجوری همین داره میگه وسط انجمن بمونید و کتاب خونی و کار کرده قدم یکی از چیزهای مهمه. حالا میخوام برم به قدم 3. خانم پاتریس میگه Go ahead, Patrice.
So the third step, my sponsors took me through the third step. And it's all really written out in the big book. It says that we are being convinced right after the ABCs. It says being convinced that we are at step 3, that any life run on self-will can hardly be a success. That's really the stepping off point. We get to make a decision, and we remake those decisions over and over again in different times of our lives, but we have to make that decision, and I did it with another person. I made a decision that any life run on self-will, I always was in collision with other people and other things. And so I had to reread and reread step 3 in the big book, because I had to see that selfishness and self-centeredness was really the basis of my character defects, and that the only way that I could move through life without difficulty was to really, really understand that I was turning my will and my life over to the care of God as I understood God. And making that decision was the first step, and doing it with another person. When I sponsor, and I sponsor some of these new girls, especially recently in COVID, we take the third step together. And whenever we come up against a problem, I'll always remind them, as much as I remind myself, you know what? You remember, you took the third step, right? You made a decision to turn your will and your life over to the care of God. So you don't have to worry about this problem that you're dealing with, because God's going to handle it.
اوکی ها بیوتیفول. میگه حالا میخوام برم به قدم سه بپردازم و دوباره راجع به قدم سه بگم که من قدم سه رو با راهنمام انجام دادم. قدم سه رو تو کتاب الکلیا قشنگ نوشته و بدین گونه نوشته که میگه از اراده شخصی استفاده نکن، اراده شخصی تو پر از نواقص توه و میگه که یک زندگی متکی به اراده شخصی، این جمله تو کتابه که پچیسن گفت، یک زندگی متکی به اراده شخصی حتی با نیت خوب به سرانجام نمیرسه، چون ما همیشه با چیزی یا با کسی در تصادف هستیم، در حال مقابله هستیم، در تضاد هستیم. و اینه که میگه اونجا قدم بسیار مهمی در زندگی من برداشته شد که از اراده شخصی استفاده نکن و از اراده خداوند استفاده کن و بسپار به خدا. حالا میگه این خیلی چیز مهمی که یادتون بمونه، اینه که این قدم سه رو باید با کسی انجام بدید. و من با این دختره جدید که انجام میدم قدم سه رو، مثلا الان زمان کووید که اینا نگران میشن و اینا آدم ها، یا به هر حال نگرانی هایی در دنیا این روزها وجود داره، بهشون مدام میگم یادتون باشه که شما ها قدم سه انجام دادید و نباید نگران باشید. نگران نباشید، خداوند این رو خودش براتون مدیریت و اداره میکنه. و باز دوباره آخرین جملهشون هم اینه که قدم مثل حتما باید با شخص دیگری بعد انجام بشه. Go ahead, Patrice.
There's a few sentences that are so important in step 3 in the big book. It says that we made decisions based on self which later placed us in a position to be hurt. I had to see that what it says in step 10 that there's a spiritual axiom in life that whenever we have a problem with another person, we always have a part in it. This way we never have to become a victim in our lives. We always are responsible. And the other sentence that was important to me that I related to in reaction to step 3 was that many of us had moral and philosophical convictions galore, but we could never bring these things about even though we would have liked to. Neither could we reduce our self-centeredness as much as we wished to do that. We had to have God's help. And if we were to have God's help, then we had to make that decision to turn our will and our life, which are our thoughts and our actions, over to the care of God as I understand God. That is the basis that we proceed through the rest of the steps and through our life.
اوکی. پاتریس میگه که حالا چند تا چیز مهم کتاب راجع به قدم سه میگه، که میگه تصمیم های ما بر مبنای این است. اولا میگه وقتی که ما مشکلی داریم با کسی یا با چیزی، قطعا باید بدونیم که ما در اون مشکل سهمی داریم. یکی از چیزهای مدرسه قدم سه که میگه برای من مهم بود اینه، چیز از کتاب یادشه دومی که میگه ما هممون در درونمون یک درک و باور و شناختی از خدا به هر حال به طور درونی داشتیم، ولی درست برد نبودیم جفت و جورش کنیم و مدیریتش کنیم و بیاریمش تبدیلش کنیم به خداوندی در درون به دانگونه که ما درک میکردیم. و ما باید کمک خدا رو میخواستیم، ما باید کنار خداوند خودمون رو در مجاورتش قرار میدادیم، در کنارش ما میستادیم و از او کمک میخواستیم. و سپردن خودم، زندگی و ارادم به خداوند یکی از مهمترین چیزهای این قدمه که من انجام دادم. اوکی.
My alcoholism is a forget disease. We forget. And so I am continually needed to be reminded on a daily basis. I have to practice my program every day. And even though we get sober, life continues to go on. I lost my mother. I lost my father. My husband died 5 years ago. I've been on crutches for 10 months because I broke my hip. I don't look old enough for that, but And all of these things have happened, but I have learned in AA, and especially with the help of a sponsor and sober sisters and brothers, that I never have to go through anything alone. No, in AA, we have to go through life on life's terms, but we stay sober no matter what. We stay sober no matter what. And we always remind ourselves that we took that third step. We made a decision to turn our will and our life over to God. So I don't have to think about, when am I going to get off crutches? When am I going to be able to walk on 2 feet? That is up to God. All I have to do is stay in today. Today is October 15th. It's Thursday. And all we have to do is just get through today.
Okay, great. پاتریس که عزیزم میگه که بیماری الکلیسم بیماری فراموشیه و ما فراموش میکنیم و مدام من باید یادم بیاد این بیماری رو دارم و مسائل اصولا باید به طور روزانه یادم بیاد. وقتی که ما هوشیار میشیم باید بدونیم. یکی دیگه از پیامهاشون اینه که زندگی در جریانه، زندگی در جریانه و هر اتفاقی که بیفته از کارهای واجب و اولویت ما پاک موندنه. پاتریس میگه مثلا من توی برنامه که بودم مادرم از دنیا رفت و بعد پدرم رو از دست دادم و بعد شوهرم رو، مثل اینکه 5 سال پیش شوهرش رو از دست داده پاتریس، و بعدش میگه که من لگنم شکست، با اینکه سنم برای اینکه لگنم بشکنه زیادی، ولی به هر حال لگنم شکست و روی چوب دستی دارم راه میرم، با چوب دستی هستم. و با تمام این تفاصیل به عنوان آدمی که توی برنامه است و هوشیار شده باید بفهمم، بدونم، به یادآوری بشه هر روز که به زندگی جوری نگاه کنم بدان گونه که زندگی هست، یعنی زندگی رو بدان گونه که هست ببینم و بپذیرم. و تحت هر شرایطی وقتی که من هوشیار هستم، وقتی من میام تو انجمن پاک میشم، هوشیار میشم، بدونم هر اتفاقی که بیفته من قدم سه دارم، من قدم سه دارم و در قدم سه ارادم رو و زندگیم رو سپردم به خداوند و دیگه نیازی نیست که من مدام فکر بکنم که من کی از کراچت، از چوب دستی راحت میشم و کی میتونم رو دوتا پای خودم راه برم، که خداوند هست و به موقعش اینو برای من انجام میده. من آنچه باید بدونم فقط اینه که امروز پنجشنبه 15 اکتبر و من باید امروز رو بگذرونم پاک، هوشیار و درست. اوکی پاتریس، گو اهد.
When we look at the book in regards to step 3, it really gives us instructions of how to live. It says that it ends this one sentence with, we had to have God's help. This is the how and why of it. It gives us direct, specific instructions. First, we had to stop playing God. All our lives we had played God. We had made decisions based on self that always got me in trouble. And so I had to decide that God was going to be my director, God was going to be my principal, and God was my new employer. So even with problems with work, I always had to remind myself, you know, God is my employer. I don't have to worry about my job, whether I'm going to be able to keep it or not keep it. All I have to do is turn my will and my life over to God. And it reminds us, it says, we have a new employer. He provided what we needed if we kept close to him. And it lets us know that when we do this, when we turn our will and our life over to the care of God as we understood God and made a decision to turn our will and our life over to God, these are the surrender steps. We've surrendered. We've stopped fighting everything and everyone. And I will just end that when we do take this important step, we are reborn. We have made a decision. And over again, whenever I'm in a difficult situation, whether it's it's pain that I have within myself, the struggle I have within myself, or problems that are happening outside of me, I always take a moment and I remind myself of the third step prayer. God, I offer myself to thee to do with me and build with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. It reminds me I'm not in charge anymore. Someone said recently when she went into treatment, she said, her counselor said to her, are you now ready to let us drive? So if you're new, let AA drive you. Come to the meetings. Get a sponsor. Get a home group. Get involved. Be of service. That is, those are the gifts that we get here in sobriety, and we get to give it back. Because we can't keep it unless we've given it away. So, thank you.
Okay. Patrice, that was a lot. Give me a minute to say that. I was just writing it down. Patrice میگه که کتاب به ما راهنمایی های زندگی میکنه. یکی از راهنمایی هایی که کتاب به ما میکنه اینه که میگه باید قطعا ما کمک خدا رو داشته باشیم. پس اول باید از خدا بودن دست برداریم. اول دیگه باید خدایی رو خودمون بذاریم کنار و ما الان به خدمت کارفرمای جدیدی در آمده ایم و یاد ما میاره که کارفرمای جدید ما باید نزدیکش باشیم و اجازه بدیم که اون صحنه گردانی بکنه که هر وقت من با نیروی خودم و صحنه گردانی خودم رفتم جلو کارها خرابتر شده. در ضمن پتریس میگه که این قدم سه وقتی که میسپریم زندگی خودمون رو و اراده خودمون رو به خداوند که باور میکنیم جز قدم های تسلیم ماست و آخر جنگ برای ما. اینجاهایی که ما دیگه دست از جنگ کردن برمیداریم و قدم سه رو که انجام میدیم انگار دوباره ما زنده میشیم به یه شکل دیگه و یه آدم جدیدی میشیم. حالا چه بخواد که مشکل من در درون من باشه و دردی باشه در درون من، چه یه چیزی باشه که در بیرون من باشه، من صبر میکنم تا حل بشه. میخوام یادتون بندازم که دعای قدم سه و یکی از چیزهایی که کتاب میگه، میگه منو خداوند و منو از شر خودم خلاص کن که من دست از سر خودم بردارم و من دیگه مسئول نیستم. پس دعای قدم سه رو خوند که ببخشید من دعای قدم سه رو اینجوری که پس خوند از رو کتاب الکلیا نمیتونم براتون بگم ولی مضمونشو گفتم. و بعد میگه یکی از دوستان اخیرا رفته بوده تراپی توی یه مرکزی و بعد از یه مدتی میان بهش میگن خیلی خوب حالا میذاری ما رانندگی بکنیم و میخوای باز خودت پشت فرمون بشینی. از پشت فرمون میگه بیای کنار، اگر اومدی تو ای ای رانندگی نکنید، بذارید ای ای براتون راهنما بگیرید، قدم کار بکنید، جلسه برید و کارهای اینجوری که ای ای به تو میگه. این حرف پتریس بود. آقا مصطفی من نمیدونم این چه صدایی که میاد ولی باور کنید که یه میکروفون بازه و صدا میاد. اوکی پتریس، I said that. Continue.
Do we stop now for questions or
آقا مصطفی I don't think we have questions anymore. You talk, you finish and then they start sharing. And if you would like you could stay and if you don't like you can leave the meeting because their sharing is going to be in Persian. Now let me ask how much time do we have or are you finished as you wish?
I'm finished because it's 11:22 so I think I've spoken for 40 minutes.
اوکی. آقا مصطفی عزیز من به خانم پتریس توضیح دادم که ما دیگه پرسش و پاسخ نداریم، مشارکته و میتونن بمونن یا برن و میگن که من صحبتم تموم شده راجع به قدم سه و 40 دقیقه هم صحبت کردم. آیا شما آقا مصطفی عزیز چیزی دارید بگید؟
ممنونیم، مرسی، تشکر میکنیم به خاطر تجربه شو، اگر میشه خداحافظی کنیم.
حتما. Dear Patrice, the group is thanking you very much because of your experience. They are delighted and we are all honored to have you tonight. It was great experience and I tried to translate exactly as you said. We thank you again and we want to